some sort. They like
well, their knees are inside their body, so maybe their nuts are inside their body as well. But they don't have like a big beanbag, right?
We've gone off. Yeah, we've gone some crazy places already.
Greetings, programs.
Welcome to Come On. It's still, good. I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
What is that? Hey, hey.
I can't tell if his shit was breaking again.
Nope.
Or if he's just low energy for no reason.
Yeah, just for no reason.
No reason. It's always great when you're having, you know, mechanical failure. Yeah. Also fuck around with your cadence. But along for the ride is our producer, E. We are Co-host G, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. Today we break down Collateral. It's got cabs, it's got timetables, Darwin, I Ching, all that shit. And we roll with it. What else do you need?
In a world before Tom could Uber, before Tom could Lyft, one Tom will cruise by hailing a cab. Starring Tom Set the Car to Cruise and Jamie Remember Ugly Wanda from In Living Color Fox. When you go Darwin, I Ching, and roll with it, you can expect damage that is collateral.
And before we get to this movie, let's see how much damage Collateral did at the box office.
Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
2004. Tom Cruise is huge.
Yeah, I think still is huge.
Yeah, oh, but yeah. You know, he was then too. All right, so I'm not wrong.
Not wrong.
All right, your choices for the budget. We got A, $20 million. B, $45 million. C, $60 million. D, $77 million. Or okay. E, $120 million.
77 is the only one that's off. Like, you're just baiting me to choose it.
Really? Because 120 is really screaming my name.
I'm telling you, he's baited you with 120. He wants me to take a 77. So the right, smart so let's answer take those, is C. The smart answer is C here. All right,
I'm going to say, no, it's B. It's 45. It's a cheap Tom Cruise. Oh. They're only in the back of a cab. It's Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise in a cab. You can do that for $45 million.
This is $2004 or $2005. I don't know, man. I'm going to see
too
go,
small.
You go B. I'll go higher than you in an unusual move and go C, $60 million.
Well, if you had taken 45, I would have taken 60 as well.
Okay. All right. You guys saw right through me. Yeah, it is C. It's correct.
Yeah.
I was going to put $75 million for choice D, but I was going to put 70. That probably a mistake on my part.
No, I wanted to take it. I mean, it was very close just to do it out of principle.
Not
out
enough.
Of principle.
Yeah. All right. This opened in August of 2004. And other movies we had opening up the same week, we have The Princess Diaries 2, Royal Engagement.
Right. I haven't seen it. Did you guys see any of the Princess Diaries?
I saw the first one.
I think I've seen the first one.
It's like a King Ralph situation, right? Where she discovers she's a princess, then she doesn't know.
Yeah. Genovia, right? Isn't it Genovia is her kingdom?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I could not pull that. Yeah, I don't know. No. I looked up. It says now sold in Genovia.
I might have actually seen this.
Right. You 100% have seen it if you know.
Well, Genovia. No, Genovia was in the first one. It just wasn't in the second.
Oh, you might have seen the second. You definitely.
It's like in Coming to America. It's what's the kingdom or the country or?
Oh, I almost said the Black Panther, and that's not it at all.
No.
Like cancel us immediately.
Gosh, why can't I think of? Anyways, I used to reverse them, you know, or would say them as fake places, but now I can't think of what that one's called.
Yeah.
I'm blanking. I just watched Coming to America recently too. I should have it.
Did you guys watch the sequel?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. It wasn't the first, but it was fun.
All right. Also opening that week, we have Little Black Book, which is a Brittany Murphy. Yeah. Ron Livingston deal there.
Also, I haven't seen it, but
you knew it. Yeah.
I knew what it was. I knew.
Have quite a bit of a kicking around competition. We've got The Village in its second week.
Boo.
Yeah, I know. You don't like Village wasn't perfect, but it was good. It was good.
It was not.
Yeah, it was not. Right.
I mean, I thought it was all right, but I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
I've only seen it once.
What didn't you like about it? There's no kids in that one. You didn't like
that? I would honestly have to rewatch it. I remember like the big monsters, like in the red.
Yeah, they were just trying to keep.
I don't want to like a red V on a tree, and yeah. like she walks in the highway
because she's blind, or maybe she sees shadows and lights. I'm not sure. Yeah. Right?
Maybe we'll dip our toe back in.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going out on a limb and saying that still holds up, but I liked it enough. It wasn't his best work, but it was fine.
Maybe we'll do an M Night 2-pack, and we'll do you know Lady in the Water too.
Are we punishing ourselves? What are we doing
here? I haven't seen Lady in the Water.
I haven't either, but it has been so panned.
I didn't say let's watch the one where trees kill us.
Which one is that?
But I don't think
Happening. Yeah.
I don't know if the Lady in the Water has better reviews than that.
Who doesn't want to watch somebody fuck Frank Gilman?
That's not Lady.
That's
in the Water.
That's not this movie.
What
is that?
Lady in the Water is another one. You're thinking of
Bangs like a murd thing, right?
You're thinking of the Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
Yeah, different movie.
Shape of Water is what I want. Different movie.
That's a much. I want to watch that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
The three I haven't watched are his pan ones. I haven't watched Lady in the Water. I haven't watched The Happening.
What's Lady in the Water?
And I haven't watched Old. I haven't watched Old. Old was him too, right? Where they're getting old on the beach. Yeah. I haven't watched any of those. But, you know.
That explains a lot because I've been confused. Yeah. The Shape of Water for Lady in the Water.
No, I want to say like Lady in the Water was like
it's a mermaid. Okay.
Yeah, mermaid,
but it's not. Mermaid. It's not
I was
going to
say
same thing. I don't want an Ariel.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
What if it's like Frank Gilman dressed like an Ariel? Like he just puts a wig on and like a clamshell. You know.
Is it Doug Jones?
Oh
yeah.
I might be like he's dressed like Abe Sapien.
All right. We got The Bourne Supremacy in its third week.
Which one was that?
Oh, gosh. I want to say...
Three
was like the ultimatum.
Oh, right.
Gosh, I know we discussed this last time we watched
The Bourne. Anytime like The Bourne comes up. Yeah, and we can never remember. I didn't use the first one.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's just say the second one.
I think Supremacy is the second one, I believe. That's my guess.
That's probably doing pretty well.
It is. It is the second one.
Yeah.
Ultimatum is the third.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, their names don't lend any rhyme or reason to which one's which, so you just have to remember.
But if you'd learn anything in this podcast, I'll never learn what they are.
Yeah.
And 6 weeks from now, we're going to have the same...
conversation.
And I'll ask the same question like anyone knows. Like.
All right, I think that's been in the week so far.
Yeah, so we got that. We got Manchurian Candidate in the second week.
I saw that
in theaters.
I don't know, maybe. Sure. Let's say yes. I don't know.
I think I saw Bourne as well.
Mm-hmm. You probably did.
I know I didn't because I still...
You didn't. Yeah, I know
you've seen it.
We got I, Robot in its fourth week.
Oh, I did see that.
I saw that in theaters as well.
I was going to say, I think we saw that in theaters together. Maybe.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got Spider-Man 2 in its seventh week.
Saw that as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw that in theaters as well. People were nuts about that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big hit. Right? We got seventh week. So it's been around a little bit. We got Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle in its second week.
Oh, that's getting some buzz by that point, I imagine. But not winning the week yet, I don't think. Yeah.
I don't think it's winning the week, but
fun
I think
movie,
that did
fun movie.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. I think it did much better on like DVD.
Yeah, probably. I'm pretty sure that's where I saw it.
DVD. Yeah.
But we have Catwoman in its third week.
That didn't win.
Nope.
Yeah. Let's see. We got Napoleon Dynamite kicking around in its ninth week.
I saw that in theaters, too. I was at the theaters a lot.
Yeah. Especially this time of year. This summer movie. Summer movie season.
Summer movies.
Right?
Yeah, but I think I've been to the movies twice this year.
Yeah, it's different now, yeah.
It's sad. I miss it.
Yeah.
No more. No one's stopping you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got to put more out there.
They're putting movies out. Just let you know.
I was just there for the Marvels. Did you guys go see the Marvels? Did you support cinema?
No,
I wanted to go. I have not. Probably too late. They already pulled it out.
Yeah, you know, Marvel's real quick to yank their shit out of a theater.
All right. And rounding it out, we have Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy in its fifth week.
A lot of big competition.
Yeah, that's a lot. I still think Bourne won the week.
I agree. But this one's...
I'm going to say it's finished third.
You guess wrong. I was gonna say top five, but I don't know if I'm putting it third.
It's Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx,
and it was its first week. I'll just say it's five, just to throw some distance with some of the competition. But it's in the top five.
And what do you think? One, you think also the Bourne Supremacy?
I think the Bourne, won as well.
Okay, no, Bourne Supremacy finished third.
Oh, this beat it.
Collateral did win the week.
Easily.
Collateral won the week easily.
I'm surprised by that.
Nothing was within 13 million of it.
Okay, so you're saying it made more than $13 million.
Oh, yeah, spoiler there.
All right.
I'm not too worried about that spoiler, let me tell you.
I'll say this movie made $125 million.
There is no Collateral 2. It costs, I guess that would only be like double its budget, so that wouldn't be like them screaming to greenlight more Collateral, so that's probably not a bad guess. I'll go a little higher just to put some, oh, was this released in Europe?
I have international numbers.
I'll say it made $225 million.
Okay. Yes. Internationally, this made $217 million.
That's what I was talking about. The international number.
Worldwide.
Okay. Well, I was close then.
Reagan was close to its international take, and it made about 100 domestically.
Nice. Wow. Big hit. But he started making, you know, Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah.
And that takes up a lot of his time. And, you know, he had to get Oblivion out of his system, Valkyrie out of his system. I think he did War of the Worlds first before this. That was like early 2000s, right?
Yeah, that was early. I would say like 2003, right? Somewhere around there.
It's around the same period of time. But let's go to a quick little break and we'll come back and we'll break down Collateral right after this.
This is not a dream. We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The future needs your help. Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe.
You killed him. No, I shot him. Bullets in the fall killed him.
We're back from that break, guys. Time to break down Collateral. Get in the cab. Let's salt and pepper up Tommy's hair a little bit.
Was it salt and pepper or just like gray? Because there's pretty gray.
It's a lot of salt, all right?
I was going to say there wasn't very much pepper in there at all. But
there's enough pepper. It wasn't. It's not like jet white or anything.
No.
What do you think of his look? It's very different from the Tom Cruise. Yeah.
I think it played much better than the time. And I think I've only seen this movie once, right? Like when I watched it. And I don't think when I watched it, I was ready for a bad boy Tom Cruise, because I think I judged it more harshly. Now I look at it, I'm like, his look's pretty cool. I dig his vibe. I think he played it well. I liked his pessimism. Like, what's it matter? A billion people die all of a second all over the place. You don't care. What do you care about this guy? He was a bad guy. This is my job. Like, it's so matter of fact. Like, I actually dug his psychopath vibe, and I believed it. Where, again, as before, when I felt like I watched this back when, I was like, doesn't work. Tom Cruise isn't a villain, right? Like, but I think it was better than, you know, it aged better for me, or at least his character in a way. I mean, you've watched it more recently, so you've got to.
Yeah, but I don't like Tom Cruise as a villain. I like rooting for him.
Yeah.
I was rooting for him the whole time. He's chasing Jamie Foxx. I was like, get him, shoot him. And I was like, oh, that's not the right message to give him this.
Right.
Jada Pinkett, she's got to go.
Yeah. I mean, I was not actively rooting for her to murder people, but.
Yeah.
You weren't necessarily. No. You, like. I still want to believe that he was alive on the train in the end and got away. I want to believe that he wasn't really dead.
Definitely.
No, the point is that he's supposed to be dead. That's why he told the story about the guy on the train, right?
It's a good callback. He's totally dead.
Yeah. But in my mind, I'm like, he got off at the next stop, limped out.
A nurse getting off her shift at 6 a.m. was like, oh, God, and she saves him. And then they get married. They live happily ever after.
And, you know, Jamie Foxx still has to talk his way out of all that mess because he's put his fingers all over the gun.
He had dead Mark Ruffalo in his cab.
No.
That wasn't Mark Ruffalo. That was the first guy they killed.
That was the first guy to kill. Mark Ruffalo was shot in the doorway, who I also believe could have lived, right? Like, he only took one. He wasn't triple tapped.
He just double tapped him. He didn't hit him in the head.
Yeah, right. So
what do you think about Mark Ruffalo when you first saw him? One thought popped into my head the first time I saw him.
It took me forever to recognize the man.
I was going
to
say, I didn't recognize him at first. But okay, what's the thought that came through?
I thought, Mark Ruffalo's a real piece of shit. Look at him. Hair slicked back.
It's pushed back. It was definitely... He was definitely in sloppy steaks.
He loves white bathing suits. He lives for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Did you used to be a piece of shit?
Oh,
Such a piece of shit. It's anytime he would show up, all I could think of was that sketch of him just being like, I was a piece of shit. I've never seen his hair like that.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't thinking. I just didn't recognize him at all at first, but then I did. Like, it took me a longer time to realize who he was. Right.
Yeah. Well, same. So exactly. Many. I was watching. I was like, who is this guy? I know who this is. Right. And he's so familiar.
His suit could have been by Dan Flash's, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
The pattern was way. It wasn't complicated enough.
It wasn't complicated.
If he had, it definitely would have been one of the lower price shirt.
Right.
Yeah. I have one that's cost $1,000. I want it so bad.
That's so bad. I thought it was 2,000. Is it only 1,000?
He starts at 1,000. The next time he talks about it, it's 2,000. Did you guys notice who gives him the suitcase? Who gives Vincent the suitcase?
Oh, yeah. Airport? Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Man.
Jason Statham.
Oh, yes, it was.
He, like, a 4-second cameo.
Yeah, it was a cameo. I was expecting, now that you say it, I was waiting for him to come back later because I was I don't even remember him being in this movie. And now I know why, because he was in there for 30 seconds. Don't worry about it, mate.
He does another movie right after this called The Transporter.
I remember that one.
Which is basically what he does here. He delivers something. He doesn't talk. He doesn't look in the case. He just hands it to you. So people online are like,
He said something.
He could talk, but he doesn't look. He just hands it and leaves.
So you're saying the same universe.
Oh, wasn't? Yeah.
It's like
the Transporter.
I think that's like fan fiction. It's like that was the same character. That was his character.
I think it's just Jason Statham wanted to be in a Michael.
Frank Martin or whatever.
Yeah. Is that what his name was? Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that. It works so well. You know, why not? You know,
they should just go with it.
Well, maybe Jason Statham can show up and get Vince at the end of this and save him. Yeah. Just I'm going to try and find a way to save him. Were you rooting for Jamie Foxx at the end of this movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
No,
I was.
I mean, yes, I'm probably rooting for him, but I really didn't find he did a fine job with the character. I'm just saying as a character, I don't know. You don't root for him as much as you probably should. That limo thing's kind of a dumb idea. Yeah, you got a clean cab, but I don't know. He made a lot of mistakes.
Once he gets that off the ground and then like Uber comes around, he's going to be fucked.
I mean, it's just
like
a
Uber Black,
bus, right?
No, but his ride is so much better. His ride is going to be better. You don't want to get out of the cab. And limo, did you hear?
You don't want to get out. I guess.
He said you don't
want to get out of the car.
What if you have to take a
that was
a limo.
That was a pretty flawed plan in his thing.
Yes.
You're taking the limo to go somewhere. No one's just getting a limo to drive around the city and then go back home.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good idea.
Really?
What?
Just get in a limo just to drive around.
You might go out, get dinner, then drive. You're limos for that.
You're going to dinner. Yeah. That's getting out.
I don't buy limos anymore, first off, anyways. Like,
I drove by one saw a limo yesterday. Driving home.
How old was it?
I was furious.
Yeah.
It didn't have the boomerang on the back or anything. It wasn't like an 80s limo.
Yeah. They're usually like converted SUVs now, and it's basically just a glorified party bus, or you know, it's a town car. Like, you don't even see them at prom time anymore. They're so like outdated and you know whatever. But he didn't know that at the time he was doing the business plan. I'm just saying it sounded like a terrible idea to me. And in 2000, whatever this was,
2004.
Yeah, and then
you know, like they mentioned in the movie, like, he's never getting that going. He's just you know, just carrot.
I would have preferred he'd be like, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard of.
So again, I mean, he's a fine guy. Like, he seems to be all right, but he's just the everyday man. But I don't see myself, like, I don't feel myself looking through his eyes. Like, I would do things differently than what he did. I wouldn't have been, you know, like, it's just different.
So. Oh, I immediately would have just gone along with it. Trying to.
He would have died. Yeah.
Yeah. Hoping he'd leave me alive at the end. Do you think if it all worked out,
and
he chooses because, bros before.
No, because Slickback Hair told you that he killed the other cab because he wants to blame it on that guy in the end, make it look like he went nuts and killed all those people, give himself an alibi, you know, shake off the trail. But, you know, so he was a dead
man.
You
can't trust him. He's a piece of shit. You can't trust Mark Ruffalo, and he should have known that.
Right. So, you know.
He has an all-glass house.
I did like the things that they do, like, where 1 second later, it would have been a different night, where he, like, came to the window, and he didn't see him at first, and he was about to go to the next cab, and he was like, oh, wait, I saw you. And there was one other scene, and now I'm blanking on which one it was, where it was the same thing. Like, it would have been, like, if something else happened in a second, it would have been completely different. And now I can't remember which one it was, but they did that a couple times where, you know, like, and it fit in with Tom Cruise's, like, you adjust, everything happened, you know, like, we're here, right? You're just moving with the flow. It was
the cops, I like that. The cops, like, they got that call
when they were pulled over by the cops.
Yeah, exactly. When he got pulled over, that was the other time. Like, it was about to be a shootout, but it was just like, you never know what's going to happen. This is where we are. It's this way now. You know, like, even when he threw the bag over, which I think it would be pretty unlikely that he'd be able to get into that dumb nightclub scene and then go over and fake.
The best part about that scene is you get to see Tom Cruise run.
Yeah, I did forget that you saw him run. And it was funny because I was watching on my phone because I was using the Paramount Plus app.
Uh-huh.
And I had stopped for a second to tone down and then come back up. And the app froze on like the club door that he was leaving at that point. But the audio kept playing.
Oh,
no. And I was like, wow, this is a weird choice.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. They're doing this weird direction, just focused on the door. And then I'm hearing the footsteps and he's running. And I'm like, oh, no, it's frozen. Let me back it up 20 seconds and start it over. But I was really in my head. I was like, wow, this is weird. It doesn't.
That's really artistic. Flow.
Why are they just lock framed on this club door and like doing all this background? It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. And Peter Berg also in this movie for like 4 or 5 seconds. Yeah. I just like he's the cop who's like, you know what, fuck this. I'm going home. I'm going to go to sleep. I don't give a shit. And that probably saved his life. That was his sliding door moment. He could have gone with Mark Ruffalo and been shot in that club. Brian, what did you think of that club?
I told you I didn't like it. Didn't I say that? That dumb club thing.
You always hate clubs.
I didn't like it.
Specifically saying you hated this club.
I don't need to see people walking through a sea of people jumping up and down and gyrating. I don't need it.
What? Tom Cruise breaks a guy's neck.
In front of like five people.
They look shocked. They're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but nothing happened. Then he like bends another guy's knee backwards. Like he totally crutches it. Just keeps walking.
And people just keep dry humping. I guess they're just trying to get it in. Yeah.
Cocaine and a hell of a drug.
Last call's coming. Like you see after they leave the club how empty the street is.
Yeah. Yeah. Where is everybody?
The club are serious about clubbing. Like I watched John Wick 4 recently. There are plenty of people dying all over the place and people in the club in the back are just
I think those are special just approved dancing, you know? What's their outfit called? What's the group called in John Wick 4? It's not the syndicate. It's the High Table.
High Table.
Those might be High Table approved clubs, and you have to have like a special gold coin to get in there. So
you don't want to give up your spot too easily. That's what
you have to spend a gold coin to get in there.
Yeah. It is pretty comical how much stuff is going on in that movie, and they're just whatever. I'm dancing over here.
It's loud.
It takes
in there.
Way too long they for the crowd to freak out. Thanks way too long.
I'm trying. Well, even in John Wick 1, when he's going through the club.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I guess they freak out a little bit when the guns start going off.
And also the fact that they talk like in a normal volume in one of those clubs, like when he gets to him.
Well, do you want him to be like,
Also why I don't think the club scenes work, because they always have some kind of serious discussion in the middle of a club scene and no one's going like, huh?
So what do you do?
I'm into murders and executions mostly.
What?
Leaning in real close.
Right. Just kind of nodding like,
I'm very guilty of that. If I don't understand what you're saying to me and I don't really care 100% of the time, I say, yeah, right on. And then I leave.
Yeah. But I have no idea what you just agreed to.
No, not at all. Not at all. I do it at work all the time. And then I'll have to come back and be like, I'm sorry, what'd you say? I wasn't listening or I couldn't hear you. It hasn't bit me yet. I haven't agreed to do anything weird or I haven't had to go to a club and murder anybody
yet.
Yeah. So this movie kind of lost me a little bit during the third act because I wasn't rooting for Jamie Foxx at all.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is just too likable for you.
Too likable, even when he's murdering people. Mm-hmm. So I was having the whole train sequence, I think, is cool. I forgot what city they were in first because whenever you get on a metro, I immediately go to D.C. because it's where I'm from. And I was like, our train's not going to be running. There's nobody on the road. There's definitely not going to be a train running. L.A. has 24-hour train service? Or they just reopened? Just New York? New York 24 hours?
I think so, yes.
Okay. I would expect New York to. I thought L.A. was more of a commuter city.
Yeah.
Because there's no one on the train. Why is it open?
Public transit is important.
Maybe they're at the end of an important line. It doesn't have to be packed.
It just needs to be available.
Well, he gets to the metro train. Two trains are there. Two trains are running. Opposite directions, I know.
They got lots of places
at the same, to go. Two trains at the same time at 5 a.m. or I think it was 5 a.m. How did Tom Cruise get into Jada Pinkett's building? Did they show him get in?
They show him with the key card, right?
Okay, he did get a key card. That's what he got.
You assume he took it off the guard he killed that was on the floor. Like, he must have, like, gotten that guard's attention.
It was like a big... You're talking about the second time he gets into the building.
Yeah.
He had the whole like key ring with like a bunch of stuff on it and Right. He was just like slapping it on the sensor.
Don't you think he would have taken the gun off that guard just as a precaution?
He did. He did. That's the gun he was using at the end.
That was Jamie Foxx using the gun.
Jamie Foxx took Tom Cruise's old gun.
No, he had the cop's gun.
Yeah, he took the cop's dead cop, I thought.
He took the cop wasn't dead.
Yeah, the cop he takes the cop's gun.
He doesn't take the cop. He pulls a gun on the cop before.
Oh, I thought
he finds the gun under. He finds Tom Cruise's gun because remember couldn't find it when he got out of the cab. And,
you're right. You're right.
Okay.
Tom Cruise has the gun from the security guard.
I have two guns, one for each of you.
You're right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
I really thought
he. Now I don't know what he did with the security guard's gun, but maybe he just left him with it. I don't. You know. Well, he's like, hey, call the cops. You know, it's like he don't want to get in trouble anymore than he already was. But you know.
Now Jada Pinkett's a lawyer. Do you think she's gonna represent Jamie Foxx pro bono and get him out of?
Well, she's a prosecutor.
She's a prosecutor.
So you don't think she could switch sides? I've watched Law and Order. I've watched Blue Bloods. You don't think she knows how to defend somebody or get somebody off? Or I guess she could just put a word in at the Brian. How dare you? Be careful. You know what? You gotta be careful what you say about Jada Pinkett Smith. All right, they'll come.
Yeah, that's true.
He fucking my wife.
Right, that's true. Retract. You were saying could she get him off as a lawyer?
Yeah, she could. Sides. She works at the she's a prosecutor. She probably has friends. She'd be like, look, this guy saved my life. How about we not charge him with the
crime?
What? Yeah, the crime. Well, I was trying to think. Like, say they don't find Vincent's body.
Yes.
Somehow it falls off the train or something.
I think they've got like video feeds now from the club to realize who it is. They've probably got video feed from the building, him breaking in to try to kill. Like, I think they're going to be able to put
that
it together.
Video
they
sucks. Just, you can't tell anything in those videos.
You just got to prove that you were a hostage and not involved. And it's going to be hard. Trust me. I don't think it's an easy road, but I think he's going to get out of this somehow.
Were you annoyed in 2004 he didn't have his own cell phone and he stole the one guy's cell phone who was on 3%?
He didn't need it because he was dispatched messages from his
yes, but
garage.
If you have it's 2004. It's not like it's 1997. I think most people had their own personal cell phones by 2004. That's true. I was going to get to that. His name in the last movie we did was also Vincent. Do you think pool playing didn't work that well?
So he became a hitman?
Yeah, so he got in bed with the wrong people, and eventually, this is like 30 years later.
Yeah, that's why he's gray now.
Yeah, he's gray now. He's seen some shit. He's used to just being on the road. And is this the unofficial third movie in the trilogy of the Hustler?
I'll go for it.
Where he's just really just hustling, trying to make some money. So you're a cab driver. This reminded me of something else. Mm-hmm. And some guy says, I want to hire you for the night.
Yeah.
What's your price? Say you make normally, what do you say, $400 on a good night?
Yeah, that was 2000.
$2,004.
Dollars, yeah. So that still seems like a lot, though. That seems like a pretty good living, right? Like,
yeah.
Maybe not for L.A. rent, but, you know, it's there. So I don't know if he's going to pass up. Let's say he passed up 400. I mean, like he was giving him 700. You'd probably take it because it's not like he couldn't just record those fares or whatever and then pay the little bit, you know, if he needed to show something that he was working. But I'd probably do it.
Yeah, I'd probably do it, too. Would you do it today?
If someone came up to me and said, hey, you need to ride me around? No, today I'd be like, this is fucked up. You're gonna rob something and I ain't gonna be a part of it. Yeah, I don't. But I'm not a rideshare guy. If I was like an Uber driver, maybe.
No, you're in line at the grocery store or drive-thru. Yeah. You're at Chick-fil-A.
Unlikely,
Tom Cruise
gets
in the backseat of your car and says, look, I need you to take me to a hospital real quick. I'll give you $500.
That's a little bit different. Is he in need of help? What's the deal? First
no,
off,
he looks fine. He looks fine.
My car is going to be locked first off, but let's say he gets in somehow. I'm going to be like, why the fuck are you in my car? I'm not going to trust him at that point.
But he looks like Tom Cruise.
I mean, yeah, he's hot, but
he's got a suit on. He's got a briefcase.
You don't think at any point he's a professional hitman? First off, I'd want him to come to my window and be like, hey, buddy, I don't know why you're in this Chick-fil-A line because you ain't eating shit here. But can you drive me down the street to Shady Grove Hospital? And if he had a good enough story, like, you know, I got to visit somebody. I can't walk. They're not going to make it. Maybe I'd consider it, but I doubt it. Because, you know, I'd be like, let me call you an Uber. But
all right, fine.
It is only a few blocks from Chick-fil-A, so
I just realized
maybe
you also
I
have,
would,
like,
depending. But I'd probably kick myself for it because I think I was going to think I would die.
But you could make $500 real quick.
Yeah.
Probably. Would you do it? You're muted.
Well, damn. How long have I been muted? All right. How much are you talking?
Like $500.
And that's good for a night, we're saying?
Yeah. It's like $100 more than you normally make.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd do it too. Thank you. I wouldn't even think about it as long as Jamie Foxx does. Like, Tom Cruise would be like, hey, I got a proposition. I'd be like, yeah, let's do it. And I'd start, like, unbuttoning my shirt. And he'd be like, no,
not that.
Don't worry about that. I was just adjusting. Pop this top off real quick.
Well, if he said to you, it's $700 or you can come with me in the back seat, which would you take?
I would take the money. Like, am I legit going to try and start this limo business? Or do I know deep down it's just something I tell people? Or is the $700 going to push me over the top where I can buy my first limo? Did we lose Ryan, or is he still there?
Fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
I must have froze or something, huh?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Sorry for that technical difficulty. I didn't get to hear your answer on whether it be Tom Cruise in the backseat or the $700. That's when I dropped off and had to come back on.
Sorry, everything froze for me too. I just said, am I close to getting the limo company, like my made up limo company, off the ground?
Yeah. Oh. Say you're close.
Okay.
You never gave us the money.
Yeah, I'm not big on banging in the back of cars. Like, can you take me to a hotel or something?
Okay.
It depends on the chemistry.
Hotel right
also.
Next to the Chick-fil-A. There's a Best Western support. Plus. Yeah. There you go there.
I might see what's happening. This could be like a true love type of situation.
The true love, or are you just looking for the story?
Well, it's actually Tom Cruise, or is it just
some hot dude? Yes, it's actually Tom Cruise.
Shit. Yeah. I'm definitely not taking them. we could just hang out. Yeah. We're probably just hanging out in a hotel room, you know, eating spicy chicken sandwiches. It's going to be a good time.
There you go.
You get nothing at Chick-fil-A, Ryan? They have no vegan options?
I ask every week. You ask me some question every week, but I haven't been there since long before I was vegan. I mean, I just don't eat at Chick-fil-A. I don't eat fast food. I just don't. It doesn't interest me.
All right. You go to Starbucks. Do you get any of their little food options? Or they don't have any vegan shit?
They did. They had like a vegan protein box tray thing with some stuff in it. But I don't go to Starbucks much anymore either.
I don't go to Starbucks that often.
Because I brew at home and I just don't drink as much coffee.
But you go to like Target, don't you? They have them in Targets.
Yeah, but I don't stop. The Target ones were always subpar anyways, and I just don't stop. And I know it's different. It's a different world.
You know it's pumpkin spice latte season, right?
Yeah, but I was never that into all those drinks. I mean, I did have like apple, it was like a fall drink, oat milk. I can't remember what they called it. It was good. I had one or two, maybe.
Wasn't like not a cider, but it was
It was like that, but I don't remember what they called it. Like,
yeah,
it was like
I didn't try one.
Or not. I want to say
like that with like cinnamon, right?
Yeah, it's good, but I just don't drink those drinks that often. I never did. I just get their coffee, but I go into Starbucks now, and I'm annoyed because there's so many mobile orders and people picking up. It's like hard to just get a cup of coffee and roll out, and I've just kind of fallen out of love with the whole, it's just not as much for me anymore.
Why don't you just make a mobile order if you know you're going there?
Yeah, I've done it, but it's not the same. It's just not the same. There used to be something about going in there, the atmosphere. It's just, if I just want a mobile order, I could just go get a 7-Eleven coffee for all I care, right? Like, it doesn't...
You're not going to drink that crap, are you?
I would say it's not there used to be something to it. The magic is gone to the place. It's not, it's now just a 7-Eleven. It's just not, it's not what it was anymore to me.
I was always fine with just drinking Dunkin' or whatever is close by. So I still am. That's why I drink coffee from the Target one, which you just poo-pooed for no reason.
No, it's fine. I just used to be every time I'd go somewhere, I'd want to plan my trip to stop at a Starbucks somewhere on the way. So I had one for the car. Those days are gone. I don't do it anymore.
So do you brew your coffee to take with you?
Yeah, I usually have a cup of coffee. Why are we talking about this? I don't know. I usually have a cup of coffee in the morning.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do we do?
How long are we talking about coffee?
And then I'll take a travel mug with me.
On this show, we talk about coffee. No big whoop, just coffee.
Talk. Don't worry, everyone at home. I'm still getting technically 4 to 5 cups of coffee a day.
That's not enough.
It's not enough. I'm just not stopping in the afternoon again to get another one. I've just cut that out.
You know who didn't drink any coffee this entire movie?
Anybody. I don't think there was a coffee scene in this movie at all.
No, doesn't Peter Berg and Mark Ruffalo, aren't they at a truck drinking coffee? Mm-hmm. They're drinking something. I think they might be having coffee.
Okay, you might have coffee in there. You're right.
I made an effort. You made a better effort to get back into the episode after I crushed it.
That was perfect. Yeah.
All right. So Jamie Foxx drives at night. Does he have a day job or he sleeps during the day? And plans his fake limo.
He likes to give people the impression he has something going else on, but I don't think he does.
He just hangs out with his mom.
Yeah, he's seen his mom. He's sleeping. He's doing whatever, but he doesn't want to admit that this is his gig. He wants this just to be a stepping stone. So, but I think he's just the night shift guy.
Yeah, he's just all right. Well, do you guys have any more
Did we miss anything from Collateral?
Oh, did you see what TV show was advertised on the billboard when they were when Jimmy Fox was speeding like 70, 80 miles an hour before they crashed?
No.
He drove by a huge billboard like on a building or something. It was huge a show advertisement from, first just from
a show from 2004?
2003, 2004, yeah, that era.
A hit?
I mean, we liked it, I think. Yeah.
Firefly.
No,
that's way.
That was earlier. That's earlier.
It's earlier. No,
it's not. If you didn't see that it, I don't think you'll ever guess it. If you didn't see this while you're watching the movie, you'd never guess it.
I didn't know if it was something they put up or.
No, I mean, I'm assuming it was
just a real billboard.
I don't know if it was a real billboard or not, or if it's made from the same production company or whatever. It was Playmakers.
Oh, I did. Fuck, oh. I did write Playmakers down. I did notice that.
Oh, you did.
I did 100%.
It was huge. One that was huge.
It was a size. It was all a building. It was like a whole building.
Yeah, it was a building.
The linebacker.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. God, I did write.
I saw that immediately. Playmakers. I was like, oh, I remember that show.
Because yeah. When they drive by, I was like, oh, what football team is in L.A. in 2004? I was like, oh, shit. That was the show Playmakers that the NFL was like, this show's unrealistic.
Yeah,
can't be on the air. And not that unrealistic.
No.
Ahead of its time. Ahead of its time.
Oh, have you guys watched
Playmakers since 2004?
No. I watched it when it aired and that was it.
I've never gone. I'm so scared to revisit. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be as good. But yeah, we were really into Playmakers. We're so upset.
It was a good show. Or at least it was then. Yeah.
I'm sure it doesn't hold up, but it was a good show.
Did you guys watch? Didn't they have the new one with like The Rock on like HBO or something?
Yes.
Did you watch that one? Was it good?
Wait, I did. It was okay. It had moments.
I forget. What is it called, Ryan?
Ballers.
Oh. Where he's like a sports agent. Like he's a foreign player, like turned sports agent.
Yeah. It takes.
You're saying the new one. Like I thought you were saying they made a new Playmakers and I didn't hear about it.
They made like a new sports centric show.
Okay.
What was the old HBO one? Arliss, where he was like a sports agent. That's when we were growing up. That's what a bunch of old athletes used to be like, do like an episode of Arliss. I don't think I've ever seen it. I just know what it is. Are there any other sports? There's that baseball show with the female pitcher. It's so weird when the chat pops up in my window because it just popped up Cruise Missile. And that was when I was talking about banging Tom Cruise. But
it always knows you're thinking about it. Yeah.
It's way too much. But I mean, I really dug his look in this. I was into it. And honestly, he's not that bad in this movie. He's from killing a
perspective.
I'm sure those people weren't the best people.
Yeah, but if he killed the last murderer,
the last one probably would have been bad. You don't know. She might have kicked a dog on her way to work.
Are you? Yeah, I guess you could have.
Oh, did you like did the wolf thing? We didn't talk about that when they see the.
They just coyote. Like, stare at him. Yeah,
Or apparently that's a bad omen. If a coyote crosses your path and you make eye contact with it.
Oh.
It's an omen for like doom and danger, and I believe the Navajo tribe. So it's like foreshadowing.
I don't know why he didn't say he hit one of those instead of a deer. It wasn't a good cover when he said it was a deer.
Also, there's no blood or anything. His story was bad.
No, there was blood. That's why he mentioned the deer.
I thought they saw some blood.
Yeah, they saw some blood.
I liked it when he was helping him clean his cab and get the body off and. Dumping water on it.
Well, he just didn't want to get caught. Like, he wasn't like, really helping him clean.
It's when Tom Cruise comes out of the building after he falls. He does look at the cab. He's like, oh, all the places for that guy to fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, my luck.
The bullets didn't kill, or I didn't kill him. The bullets in the fall killed him. I did like that line. That was
nice. Yeah, he's likable. You're getting in the back of that, you're getting in the back seat, at least for a minute.
Yeah.
You're going to find out if you have chemistry. But on that note, let's take a quick little break. And we'll come back with a game right after this.
I offer one fat Angelino, we throw a hissy fit.
We're back from that break. You guys know what time it is. Pop quiz hot shot.
Yeah, I heard you hot shot. What? I said hot shot.
We're joined by our producer E.
Ho, ho, ho is G. And Mary Tom Cruisemas. Good guys. I thought of that. And then I was like, oh, wait, that sounds terrible. I shouldn't use that. But then I thought, oh, wait, that sounds terrible.
You should definitely
use that.
Yeah,
I repeat, ho, ho, ho is G. I know it's a little early for Tom Cruise, but as we're heading into the holiday, I thought I would open with that.
When does this one come out? We might be pretty close to
it. It should be like, I think it's like right before.
I mean, they don't need to know when we're recording this. It's the same day.
And then next week we'll be doing our last episode of the year, right?
Yes.
To everybody listening, stay tuned. Shortly thereafter, we'll be doing our third annual Co is Jeebies, so that'll be coming up. Check our social feed. All right, but for today's game, doing something a little bit different. Going to keep it a little short, somewhat holiday-related, Tom Cruisemas-related. Today we are going to play a game called Literal Damage. I'm going to give you a movie. Many of these are holiday-themed. You guys are going to tell me how much collateral damage occurred in this movie. Property damage, the whole shebang. And for most of these movies, I mean, they're counting everything. So, like, if you see a car hit a pole, they're counting the damage to the car and the replacement.
And the pole.
And the pole. Like, it's every single thing that could carry a ticket price. They're tallying it together. I got a bunch of these from a couple sources and Vsauce online, and I have no idea how accurate they are, but it's going to be, you know, somewhere in the ballpark. So you guys,
Co is G accurate. It's fine.
It's Co is G accurate. That's a good way to put it. You guys will go up against each other. Whoever gets closest to the actual number that I have will get the point. There's only a few, but Rob, if you could help me keep score. So if you guys have it. Oh, and I will give you one other little hint. We're starting low and we're going to finish high. As Jack Reacher would say. We're never going back, all right? It's not, there's never, no going backwards, never. It's just going to be an escalating number, okay? So, if you guys have it, let's hit that game show music. And up first, Home Alone 2.
That's a Lost in New York, right?
Yes.
It might surprise people to hear this. I've never watched any of the Home Alone sequels. I am a purist.
Isn't there only one? Oh, wait, there's another one.
There's multiple.
Yeah there's multiple sequels, but only one with what Macaulay called them.
Yeah, right. I think they all leave a kid behind one time.
I think the main source of damage here is just the home or the hotel.
Yeah, it's like he destroys a hotel, I assume, with the...
Yeah.
Well, see, you're going to find something out about
I'm
me.
I'm trying to remember how much damage actually occurs at the hotel versus the abandoned place.
The abandoned place has a lot of damage. No, Central Park isn't any damage.
You're at a bit of a handicap then.
Yeah, I don't, like, you're going to find out real fast. I don't know what shit costs.
Is this why when we're doing the box office game, you're like, I don't know, $500 million?
Yes. Yeah.
Do they count, like, you know, cleaning all the sticky stuff off the wet bandits and all the cleaning up the bird seed?
They're talking all about stuff, cleaning bills. You know, yeah. I've seen ticket prices pop up in some of these videos for literally everything. Gosh. So this one, we're starting up. It's going to be lower. So let's start there. So. Mm-hmm. Give it a shot. What do you guys think?
Look, I'll go first. I'm not afraid. I know nothing about the movie. I don't know how sticky everybody gets, but it costs $13 million to clean all that.
Okay. To clean up, I'm going to go considerably lower. I'm going to say $10,000.
I will say somewhere in the middle. I'll just say $200,000. Why not?
Okay, Ryan, you get this one. Kevin! The damage in Home Alone 2 is $275,000.
That's pretty close.
Very close.
So that is our starting point. That is our starting point.
I do not remember the damage he caused.
Okay, hopefully you guys remember a little bit more about this next one. Next up, another holiday flick. An official holiday flick, Gremlins.
A lot of damage. The house, right? Like, this is all in the house.
The town. They attack
them. Oh, the town. The house? They get out.
They get out everywhere.
We're not talking Gremlins 2 where they're all over the place. They're all over the place in one. Yeah, but Gremlins 2 is everywhere.
They get out. They're in the town.
That's right.
You got to clean those corpses up.
This is not the one where everybody gets a gremlin. No.
Yeah.
That one's probably $13 million.
Yeah. It's still a lot of damage. I think this one probably hits the millions. I'm not going to go crazy like Reagan, but I'm going to say it did $1.5 million worth of damage in Gremlins. Go ahead, Reagan. You want to say $13 million?
No, I'm going to say that's way too high, Ryan. They spent $500,000 cleaning up this town.
Mm.
I've learned from my previous mistake that $13 million is very high.
Where do I want to go?
I've seen Gremlins, though.
I mean, awesome. I'm going to say, I'll just go right in the middle. I'll say $1 million.
Okay. I think Ram gets this one. It is $680,000.
Everybody here gets to design their own gremlins.
So we're moving up.
Inflation.
How much is that on just like dead gremlin body removal?
It's got to be a lot. Oh, and I do believe most of these have actually been adjusted for inflation. Seth, why not?
Okay.
Some of them I had to convert from one article that I was reading in like pounds into dollars, but it should be accurate and it should have been adjusted for inflation. All right, next up. Not really a holiday movie or a Tom Cruisemas movie, but one that's very near and dear to the Co is G's heart and one that I watch every holiday season, so I had to include it. Also, it's one that I was able to find the numbers for. RoboCop.
Oh my God, that's a lot of damage in RoboCop, too. Ooh, are you including, like, damaged Ed 209?
Yes, they say how much Ed 209 costs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine that's like some ridiculous military price tag, or it's like $1 million just for the Ed 209, right? Like,
yeah, but Ed 209 is not damaged. He just falls downstairs and squeals like a pig.
One of them is still damaged. Exploded. One of them isn't it just legs?
One is exploded. One is exploded. Yeah, that does. He does.
This one's closer to like $4 million worth of damage in RoboCop. There's some explosions in this.
You gotta think about that drug lab that he's just beating the shit out of Clarence all in. Like,
even just blowing up windows and stuff. You know, like cars.
The cost of cocaine alone.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even think about the drug loss. You have to reimburse
people for the cocaine.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're doing wholesale or street value. But
and you know, even though RoboCop lives, takes a lot of damage to that suit, and that suit's not cheap. It's probably even more than I'm saying, but I'll stick with $4 million. It's probably a lot.
You have to clean up the baby food bottles that he shoots, like when he's readjusting and he's shooting the baby food.
Yeah,
somebody has to come. That's a garbage site though, or something. Like,
that's like an abandoned steel mill. I don't think that they're counting that. But let's say they do, and whatever number you're thinking of, add $50, okay?
Right. And like his special gun, does it take special rounds that he has to buy, or is it a standard?
That's not damaged though. Cleaning up the bore casings at fault. That's your
no. He's right. You're right. It's not. Casings. We're not just talking about buying the suit. It would have to be damage to the suit, so it wouldn't be bullet cost.
Damage to the Ford Taurus.
Yeah, damage to the cop cars, damage to enemies' cars. Damage.
It sounds like you're talking yourself up from your name.
It is, but I'm sticking at $4 million. That's a lot of money. Yeah.
The original hospital stay, the surgery. This is fucking expensive. This price tag, $5 million.
I'm gonna go lower. I mean, I know it is awfully expensive.
That guy has to have dick realignment surgery.
Yeah, but it's cheap in the future. All right, I'll do $2 million. $2 million.
Ram, you are the winner of this round.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
It is actually a good bit more than you were thinking. Like you were saying, it looks like they might be including cocaine, and it seems like it might be the street value. It is 8.05 million.
What, 8? So,
8.05 million.
They blow up a bunch of those sucks cars, too.
Yeah.
Those things are expensive. They say the price of that in the movie.
It adds up, but I do believe like the Ed 209, like you were saying, that's almost... like a
chunk of change.
Yeah, a sixth or a seventh of the cost alone. So
yeah.
So there you go. All right. Next up. Now this, some people would contest as a holiday movie, but I think it's a holiday movie. And I know we all love this movie. And I'm sure we've thought about this number before. So we're gonna throw in Die Hard.
Yeah. I mean, so you got the building.
But it's most of the build. It's some of the building.
That's
it's
a lot of damage to the building.
Top five floors.
Helicopter.
The tank.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it again.
There's damage to that limo for sure.
Yeah.
The safe is destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
The gate, because Argyle shoots through the gate. I don't know, Ryan, your construction, how much is a new gate?
Oh, man. Ryan's actually at an advantage here. He can price some of this stuff up.
But those gates, you know, they're thousands of dollars. They're not crash gate.
We said the helicopter, right?
Yeah, we said helicopter. I did.
The fire hose breaks.
Glass. Going to have to replace that.
Glass. So much glass.
Got to replace all that. Glass. Bring that up to code.
Cop car with a terrorist.
There's like conference room tables they're gonna have to replace that have been shot through, and
they nailed a rocket launcher to the floor. Like, you gotta replace that whole floor now.
Yeah.
And they're gonna replace a lot of the upper floors with the damage to the helicopter and everything. The project alone to repair it is probably $65 to $75 million alone just to repair the billing damage. So I would say that this is probably $85 million worth of damage. This is not a light one.
I don't think we're gonna jump that much. I mean, we almost out of this game. Maybe we're going for big jumps now.
I'm just saying, if there's any structural damage, which there most definitely probably is with explosions going off and everything, that's a lot of money.
85 million. Wow. Okay.
All right. I'm going to say $62 million.
You guys just go right up there with me. You're not even going to like
it. Yeah.
I'm going to drop it down a bit. I'm going to go 40 million.
Okay. So it was Ryan was the highest. Then it was Ram. Then Rob's the lowest.
Yeah.
Okay. Rob, you get this one.
Now I have a machine gun.
The damage total that I have, and again, this is probably CoSG accurate, but is $29 million.
It could still be up there. But I think, you know, like to build like an elementary school for now, like a one-story elementary school that's not exploded and being repaired, usually costs somewhere between $40 to $60 million right now. So you're talking about working on the top of a high rise, you know, like it's possible, but I doubt it. Is all I'm saying, you know, like that's what I'm saying.
Very true. Very true. Yeah. Okay. Next up, not quite a holiday movie again, but I had to bring it up because I just saw Godzilla Minus One. in Screen X. It was amazing, by the way. It was a fantastic movie. I highly recommend it to everybody. Total Co is G for me. Not doing that movie, but in reference to the last movie we did, Shin Godzilla, I'm bringing up the Godzilla, the American-made one with Matthew Broderick.
Oh, I don't remember that one. Is he going to a city? I don't even remember.
Yeah, New York City.
He's in New York.
They're crashing helicopters.
We're closing out with this one, and I'm telling you, we're closing out big.
It's got to be like $1 trillion because if it's taking out...
They ruined Madison Square Garden. How much is it to build a new stadium? A billion?
Oh, easy.
To build a new basketball.
A Madison Square Gardens type stadium?
Yeah, like a new basketball. New basketball, new infrastructure for that whole... That's... $2 billion?
Say $500 million at cheapest, and I think that's cheap just for that.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, that's very low.
And if he's crashing into high rises, which I imagine he was, because I don't remember that one over and over.
He does famously disappear in New York City.
They lost him.
Yeah, they lost him.
He ducked into an alley. They lost him.
Like, are we talking, was it like Battle of New York from the Avengers type damage to multiple buildings and stuff with Godzilla from Matthew Broderick?
He carved a path, but I don't think it was quite that bad. He also wasn't as big as he is in some of the movies that we've seen and are watching.
Let's say he caused structural damage to more than 30 buildings. Would you say that's accurate?
It's been a while, and I've also blanked out a lot of this movie that you almost walked out on.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny that we've all blacked it out because it's so bad. And
I never even watched it.
Yeah.
If I did, I blocked out all knowledge of even watching it.
So the number's bigger, okay? But it's still...
It's not trillions. You can tell me it's not trillions.
It's manageable. I just want you to know that so that you don't go too high.
Yeah, it's got to be the $47 million.
You tell me it's not even $1 billion.
No, I don't know.
What did you say?
I would just give up. I'd say no. We're not cleaning it up. This is just how you live now, New York. Enjoy it.
What was your guess?
He said 100.
Is this the last one, or is there more after this?
This is the last one.
Okay, I'll go higher. $888 million.
$7.7 billion for the damage of New York.
Oh boy. So we're jumping up from where were we at before? Gosh.
19 million with Nakatomi Plaza.
We're jumping from 19 million. Oh my God.
You say it's a city.
This is a Godzilla attack.
I know, but it's New York.
One single skyscraper in LA, we just said, was how much?
20 something million.
Right. 20 something million.
All right. 500 million.
All right. I think Ryan's expertise has come through and has worked well for him here because it is estimated at a COSG accurate. $5.8 billion.
Yeah,
with a B. Billion. 5.8.
Yeah, you didn't put like Pacific Rim. You should have just done a bunch of kaiju attack.
I don't have the numbers. Well,
I would say I thought he was going to ask us Shin Godzilla, and I was going to be like all the fucking money because there was so much,
so much, like so much yen.
Yeah,
all the yen.
It's like every yen imaginable to repair that shit. It's off the wall.
The drones. They tell you how much the drones cost. I don't remember it.
It's
I know they said a number at
hefty.
They each cost at least an Ed 209. All right, but excellent work, good guys. Who won this? Was it Ryan?
Ryan and Reagan tied.
Let them fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, excellent work, good guys. Thanks for playing Literal Damage. Once again, ho 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 is G. Merry Tom Cruisemas. Happy holidays to everyone. Thanks for playing, and a winner is you.
Thank you. Thank you. Can't believe you did a movie Literal Damage, but you didn't put any. You didn't do the Schwarzenegger jingle all the way. They have a riot in that movie.
That's what you're bad about.
Who's generating the numbers on that?
I'm sure the internet has already done that. You just need to Google.
You think
it.
So?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't they say everything's on the internet if you look hard enough?
They don't say that.
What's your damage?
I'm saying it now right now.
Equilibrium. The National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, because there's quite a bit of damage in that movie, but lower scale.
Lower, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
If you take the neighbor's house, their house, there's a bunch of different scenes, the explosions, you could come up with
the electricity bill.
Right. Dead squirrels, dead cats.
He calls it a blackout, right?
Yeah, right. He does cause a blackout for him. Anyways, I mean, you can keep going.
Do you have to pay for the looting that happens during the blackout?
I don't know. It wasn't out for that long, was it? It was a pretty quick turn back on, but I don't know. Maybe they're fast looters in Chicago.
You never know. People could just be waiting.
Yeah.
Purge style for the lights to go out. So, but we're at Co is G, Co is B for Collateral. I like this movie when it first came out. I'm obviously a big Tom Cruise guy. I enjoy Michael Mann. This seemed like a marriage made in heaven for me. Watching it again, I love the first 92% of this movie. As soon as Jamie Foxx starts to make his comeback, and I know he's the good guy in this movie, and you're supposed to root for him. I don't for 1 second in this movie. I root for the bad guy the whole time. So maybe I'm watching it wrong, but I did not enjoy the last 10 minutes of this movie because I knew Tom Cruise was about to die and it made me sad. All that said,
I believe he's alive. Just keep in your mind he's alive.
It's 100%. He just closed his eyes to take a little nap because he got a little tummy shot. It's okay because this movie is Koji. It was so easy. Rob, what did you think of Collateral?
I enjoyed it quite a bit. Never seen it before. I didn't have the problems with it you did. I definitely, like, while Tom Cruise was a likable character, I never was rooting for him to win.
Watch it wrong.
Yeah, I guess, you know. But yeah, it was good. It was a fun time. Go as G.
All right. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
What do you think of Collateral?
I liked it. I do think this is one of those cases where it did get better with age for me, right? Like a lot, and you know, because I hadn't seen it. I mentioned it in the recording that I left underwhelmed, and I think I was not mentally ready for Tom Cruise to be a bad guy. I just did not accept it at the time. Now I have no problem with it. I think he did a great job with it. I think the movie played well. It was pretty exciting the whole way through. Yeah, I liked it better now than in my past. I would have told you, and I probably told you on the preview, that I remember it being underwhelming. It's not anymore. Co is G. Go check it out. I think it's good. Better with time.
All right. Merry Tom Christmas, because of course Collateral is. Come on. It's still good.
Tom Christmas miracle.
May Tom bless us, everyone.
Yes. Every time Tom triple taps somebody, an angel gets his wings.
Roll credits. The good guys win. Sequels are made.
Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about Collateral. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are CoSGPod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show from our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect. If you'd like to know more, drop us a line. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, leave us a 5-star review. Take comfort in knowing you never had a choice. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a friend. Help them adapt to the environment. Darwin, shit happens. Whatever, man. They got to roll with it. It's all for the greater good.
The greater good.
For the good guys, this is your undefeated champion, Reagan. And as we always say on the CoSG, come find me when you wake up. And then a big explosion happens. That's awesome.